This is Ozarks at Large. Life in rural Arkansas is different than life in the more populated areas. That's the attraction for many people living in the lesser populated locations, but there are challenges. Limited access to health care, fewer choices for entertainment, and often a short supply of lawyers. As Elise Holman reports, finding a lawyer for even the most common legal tasks requires some work in the rural parts of the state.
Almost everyone, at some point in his or her life, will face a legal issue that requires consulting an attorney. Not everyone has a lawyer in the family, and the average person doesn't deal with the legal system regularly, so they may not know where to begin when trying to find a lawyer to help them. This can be especially true in rural areas, where there aren't many attorneys, and people have to drive more than 30 minutes to get to the lawyer's office. Jeff Malm, an attorney in Harrison, Arkansas, has practiced in both Houston, Texas, and in rural Arkansas. Malm says that the best way to begin searching for an attorney is to ask your friends and family who may have had similar legal issues in the past.
You begin with, if you know anybody that's had anything done in the particular area you're looking for, you know, which would be, you know, bankruptcy is a kind of a very technical, specialized practice. We don't have really anybody, I think, left doing them here but me. But in other areas, divorce stuff, there's a whole lot of attorney. And since there's so many divorces, you'll probably run into somebody who's had some experience, good or bad, and you can find out who they think might be able to handle it. So you first talk to other people, or you can just call around. You know, I get a lot of phone calls. People are just calling every lawyer in the phone book, I think. You know, you talk to them, see if you can, if it's something you might be able to handle, and go from there.
Searching online is another common way to find a lawyer. A simple internet search will turn up results for lawyers in specific areas of the state. The Arkansas Bar Association website also has a search tool called Arkansas Find a Lawyer, which allows visitors to search for lawyers who practice in specific legal areas within their region. The results provide the name, address, phone number, and email address for attorneys matching the search criteria, so it's easy to contact the lawyer. Malm says that he is constantly receiving phone calls, and perhaps the most common questions are about fees for certain legal issues, like divorces or wills. But he says those questions aren't that easy to answer.
We get a lot of calls where the question is, how much is blank, whatever it is? Well, I don't know, because I don't know what your situation is. So the fee shopping thing probably won't work real well. But that is what a lot of people are doing. So I have to really find out, like, what's going to be involved here, you know? I like to have people come in the office. But that is a question you will get all the time on the phone. How much is a divorce? Well, is it contested? Is it uncontested? Is there property? Are there kids? Are you going to fight for 2 years? I mean, like, what is it? You know, you have to know that.
Malm says to get a detailed analysis of the case and the likely fees, potential clients must be prepared to come into the office for a consultation. Often, the matter isn't as simple as the client thinks, so it's necessary for the lawyer to get the full details of the situation to give an honest and accurate analysis and estimate. After a consultation, the lawyer will be able to tell if he or she can handle your case. Lawyers aren't experts in every area of the law, so if a case requires specialization, like with tax or bankruptcy, the lawyer may refer you to another attorney who specializes in those areas.
Now, some people, you know, do a little bit more. For example, I don't handle any Social Security disability, but we had an attorney here that really, that's all he did. Now, he retired. I don't know who's doing it now, but that's a specialty item. In virtually every disability case around here for years, he handled. And so, you know, things like that that are highly specialized, you know, you need to find those people. And pretty much everyone knew who he was, or other attorneys would refer people there. I did. If it's a tax law thing, I don't handle that. I have to refer people out. Of course, that would be down to Little Rock, because I don't handle any kind of tax law problem. And so when you get things that are highly specialized, I refer the people out. So if they call me for things like that, I send them somewhere else generally. That's one way to find somebody to handle something, even though it may not be in this area here.
Malm believes another issue that people should keep in mind as they're searching for attorneys is that hiring a lawyer can be costly, but the fees are rarely ever going straight into the lawyer's pocket.
One thing about practicing law that I think a lot of people, they don't understand maybe, and why would they? The business end of it, the overhead in law is kind of fixed. and you can only get it down to a certain point. So part of the money involved in practicing law, the economics of it, is all overhead. You have to have people working. You've got to have all the equipment and office space and internet and all that. It all costs a lot of money. So, I mean, a good percentage of any fee is going into that. And the overhead in law, you can't really reduce it very much. So, you know, if people kind of wonder where the money's going, well, a lot of it's going there. Because I have thousands of dollars in overhead in my little practice each month before I make a penny. So, and that's true for everybody practicing.
Another common concern is how to make sure you're getting a good lawyer. Mom says it may be impossible to know for sure, but when an attorney has been practicing in a community for many years, he will naturally build a good or bad reputation that is fairly reliable. There are also legal magazines, like Super Lawyers or Best Lawyers, that use peer review systems to rate attorneys and give awards based on performance. But it's important to remember that these magazines are private businesses and are not affiliated with the state bar associations who license lawyers to practice. However, they can still be helpful tools for finding attorneys who have developed strong reputations in their practice areas. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Elise Holman.
Elise Holman is a third-year law student at the University of Arkansas, and she spent a semester reporting about legal issues for Ozarks at Large.